Okay, I think we should get started. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the September 14th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick? Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Commissioner Novick will be here, but will be a little late. Before we get into the council calendar itself, I want to turn to Commissioner Saltzman, who has a pre-gavel item for us.
Thank you, Mayor and colleagues. Today, the flag of the City of Portland is lowered in honor of 2-year-old Zachariah Luda Dougherty and 15-year-old Fallon Smart. Young Zachariah, still a toddler, suffered traumatic injuries sustained from his mother's boyfriend, a man now in custody facing a charge of murder, after Zachariah died August 16th at Dornbecker's Children's Hospital. We know little about young Zachariah's short life and only wish that we as a community could have recognized the signs and dangers he faced so that he would not have suffered this way. We also want to take this opportunity to remind anyone with information about this case to please contact Detective Mark Slater at 503-823-9319. Sadly, Zachariah's life is not the only one we're honoring today. The city flag is also being lowered in honor of 15-year-old Franklin High School student Fallon Smart, who was the victim of a reckless driver on Southeast Hawthorne August 19th. Although the driver is in custody, we know that that may come as little comfort to the family and friends of Fallon and everyone in the Franklin High School community grieving her loss. To everyone that came out for a memorial bike ride in Fallon's honor on August 26th, we hear you and understand the fear many of those using our public streets face when we fall short of our Vision Zero goals. Portland must do better. We are honored this morning to have Fallon Smart's mother and father here, Fawn and Carl Langvaness. And I believe Fawn wanted to say a few words in honor of Fallon, so please come on up. Thank you for being here.
Good morning.
Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak. On August 19th last month, I lost my daughter, my best friend, when she was struck and killed by a car on Southeast Hawthorne. I know we all want to help solve street safety in our Portland community, and I would like to extend a thank you to the Portland Police Bureau for how supportive they've been through this process. Portland has been my home from the formation of my first memories, and I've tried to prepare my children for life here. From ages 1 to 9, I always insisted that Fallon hold my hand when we crossed the street. I always made her and her younger sister stop and look for cars. Until one day, Fallon shot me an irritated look, and then I knew she was ready to cross without me. At the age of 10, I let Fallon go to the park with her neighborhood friends. Even though it was only one block away, the first time I let her go by herself, I paced around the house for about an hour. When Fallon was a little older, I took her to see a public screening of a film her grandfather wrote and produced about Portland bike culture. At the end of the film, the main character unexpectedly gets killed in a collision with a car on Sylvie's Island. And we left Hollywood Theater in tears because it represented our deepest fears. At the ages of 11 and 12, I started to teach my daughters to ride their bikes in the city. I would always shout to them, "You must always stop at stop signs. Don't expect the cars to see you every time." When Fallon was in fourth grade, and again in sixth grade, her entire class participated in a bike ride from Oaks Bottom down the East Side Esplanade, across the Steel Bridge, to a park and back, I chaperoned a group of 6 girls who braved the streets, signaled to cars, fixed their chains that fell off, and earned a sense of empowerment in their city. When Fallon was 13 years old, we bought a house in the Foster Powell neighborhood. We never thought we'd be able to buy a house. As a family, we were attracted to the Foster Streetscape Project and the potential of Foster Powell becoming a walking and biking friendly neighborhood. When walking to the Holgate Library, I would tell Fallon, it's not enough that cars stop when you're trying to cross the street. You must make eye contact with the driver because you don't know if that driver is stopping for you. Once Fallon turned 15, she started studying and stressing to earn her driver's permit. Fallon, who was always an advanced student, experienced failure for the first time. On her first attempt, she failed the driver's permit test. You see, my daughter had a scientist's mind, and she was always being years ahead in academics, so she was always trying to answer the questions with the most logical solution rather than just memorizing the answers. The night before Fallon passed her permit test, my husband asked Fallon, "Where do pedestrians have to cross?" She responded, "At a crosswalk." In turn, my husband asked, "Where is the legal crosswalk?" Fallon responded, "Every intersection is a legal crosswalk." The morning of Fallon's death, we were spending time together on Hawthorne as we had done so many times. It is the neighborhood I grew up in, so I enjoyed passing the tradition down to Fallon. She loved it there. We enjoyed getting tea and whole bowl, and since she was a little girl, we would shop at Powell's bookstore just as I had done with my father. Fallon was going to meet some friends that day and go window shopping. Surprisingly, she wanted me to go to the bubble tea restaurant so we could just sit together. We parked on the opposite side of Hawthorne early that morning, not at the time of the accident. Before we crossed, she asked, "Where's the crosswalk?" And I told her, "Every intersection is a crosswalk," a statement that will haunt me forever. I left her that morning in a bubble tea shop so she could socialize with her peers. I didn't say goodbye because I didn't want to embarrass her. I didn't tell her I loved her. After the crash that afternoon, I blamed myself for hours. With time, I have come to believe that I did everything I could to keep her safe. I taught her everything I knew about pedestrian, cyclist, and motorist safety, and it still wasn't enough to keep her alive. The truth is, I'm only a mother who needs your help. I won't fool myself into believing that I know the solution to what is ailing our city. I do realize that vehicular pedestrian collisions are increasing and that individual responsibility wasn't enough to keep Fallon alive. Something larger has to be done so the children aren't harmed and that other mothers have a chance to say, "I love you." I am asking you for your help. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you, Ms. Languinus, very much. Now I would ask that we bow our heads in a moment of silence to honor Zachariah Daugherty and Fallon Smart. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you for being here to give voice to your family's loss and to our city's loss. All right, let's begin the work.